Espresso with Fabrizio Romano starts the week. We have plenty, including Lionel Messi, as he should be announcing his extension with Barcelona this week. Also, Jack Grealish. I had to ask him about Jack Grealish and Aston Villa and their futures. Man City's interest, of course, is very present. Emile Smith Rowe as well, as many more, including Eduardo Camavinga, Jadon Sancho, Hakimi, and so much more. Fabrizio Romano, Qué Golazo begins right now. Hey, everybody, how are you? To a brand new week, Qué Golazo. And of course, the week always begins with my brother, mi hermano, my friend, Fabrizio Romano. Fabrizio, how are you, my friend?
Hello, hello, my friend. I'm fine, thank you. Really happy to be here together and ready to answer your questions and ready to talk about transfers after this fantastic Euro match against Portugal and Belgium.
Absolutely. And by the way, Fabrizio hopefully will join us later in the week to preview the quarterfinal between Italy and Belgium. That's just going to be a good game, huh, Fabrizio? That's going to be a good one.
It could be so interesting. I'm really curious because we know Romelu Lukaku so well here in Italy. So we are really curious to see how it is to have Romelu against Italy. Maybe with Giorgio Chiellini, we hope he's going to be back because we need him in this kind of match to limit Romelu Lukaku. But we are confident because also having a third match with Austria was really positive for Italy, I think. Because football is not only beautiful, you know. We were so beautiful in the first three matches, but we were needing something difficult to prove ourselves. And now we are confident to play against Belgium, has a fantastic team.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you got to go through the mud, in order to really be successful. Good point. All right, let's begin, Fabrizio, because we have obviously plenty to discuss. Let's begin with Lionel Messi. Last week, we talked about things are getting closer and closer, almost officially said. Where are we right now with Lionel Messi and Barcelona?
We are just at the official announcement. I think this week everything will be completed and announced. This is Barcelona intention and Messi intention. They want to announce everything this week. The agreement is really almost done, just waiting for some final closes. They were working on it during the weekend, and they will also today and tomorrow to fix everything, but it's just a matter of closes, of details. Then Leo Messi will sign the new contract with Barcelona. It will be a 2 years contract, as we said, so it's 100% confirmed. We're just waiting for the official announcement, but Leo decided to stay. We still remember last summer what happened with the Burofax, the famous Burofax, the Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain possibilities. He had a lot of chances on this way with many clubs trying for him during the last months, but he decided to stay. And as we say last time, was key to have Juan Laporta as a president, because the agreement was directly with Laporta as president, talking directly with him in many situations. So he was working to sign Sergio Aguero also because he's a big friend of Leo, Eric Garcia, Depay, building a top team for Leo Messi. And now he's happy to stay, and soon he will sign the new contract as Barcelona player.
So good news for Barcelona fans, your star should be extending. Memphis Depay, Agüero, Ousmane Dembélé after he gets better. Of course, Antoine Griezmann, quite a team here for Barcelona. We'll see what happens as the summer continues. All right, let's move on and let's talk about my Lionel Messi, Fabrizio Romano. Jack Grealish, been in the club since he was 6 years old. I know that the avalanche of reporting regarding his future, of course, there's so much going on. So let's just begin with the facts. As of right now, there is no contact between Man City and Villa, correct?
Correct. There is no advanced negotiation or something like this. There is still no agreement. But what you can say is that Manchester City have a real strong interest in Jack Grealish. So they want Jack Grealish. I think from what I hear around Manchester City, it will be really difficult to sign this summer both Grealish and Harry Kane. So they will have to make a decision after the Euros if trying again for Harry Kane after Tottenham refusing the first opening bid, £100 million. Or if trying for Jack Grealish with an official bid also in this case, they have strong interest in Grealish. As I say, at the moment is not agreed or advanced, but Manchester City want Grealish and they are preparing something. So they will decide between Grealish and Kane, but they are two serious targets. And so at the moment, nothing advanced, but in the coming weeks, something could happen because he's a serious target for Man City.
Absolutely. And to your point, you know, there's other things. They've already made, an approach for Harry Kane, rejected, of course. And just from your own end, everybody, Aston Villa their owners, you know, Wes Edenson and Nasser Sawiris, is that, you know, the third richest club in the Premier League. They're trying to open they're opening contract conversations with Jack Grealish. We'll see what happens there, but there are no need to sell. So I expect a rejection straight away, but the interest is there. It's Jack Grealish. So we just have to wait and see, Fabrizio Romano, to what happens with that. Absolutely. Well, let's stick around the same kind of narrative here, because Emile Smith Rowe, you know, per David Ornstein and our very own James Benge as well, Emile Smith Rowe is getting another bid rejected by Aston Villa. It was about £30 million. I'm not surprised. £30 million, Emile Smith Rowe, is an absolute joke. But what's the latest there with ESR? Because obviously you also reported about, you know, there's meant to be a contract negotiation, but so far nothing has been signed. Nothing has been agreed. What's going on?
He's not signed yet, yes, but before Emi was going to holidays this summer, he had like a verbal agreement ready with Arsenal. This is what I know. So he's waiting to come back from holidays and then to meet with Arsenal, complete some details, and then sign the new contract with Arsenal. So from Smith Rowe's side, he wants to stay at Arsenal. Many times he said about he's living his dream, playing for Arsenal. He wants to stay, and Arsenal are so happy with him. So if someone wants to break the agreement, verbal agreement between Smith Rowe and Arsenal, they need to break the bank, as it's not £30 million, as you said. So for sure, they are turning down this kind of bid, 25, 30. They want something different if they have to sell Smith Rowe. And at the moment, Aston Villa are not offering this crazy money. So my feeling is that Smith Rowe is staying and they're going to extend this contract because, as I said, some weeks ago, it was already prepared. And after the holidays, he's coming back and he's going to discuss the last things and then sign the new contract. So it seems just a matter of time. Let's see if Aston Villa will try again, but the Arsenal made it clear they are not selling the player for 25, 30 or 35. They want something crazy, or they are so happy to extend this contract.
Yeah, it has to be triple the value at least. And I don't think Arsenal, it's the same thing with Harry Kane, Jack Grealish and Emile Smith Rowe. They're all so valuable to those clubs. So there's no way that regardless of the interest that comes in, it's going to have to be something monumental. So it's about whether your teams like Man City or Villa in this case, if they want this player, they're going to have to show way more money, to your point. It's going to be difficult, I think, right?
I agree with you. Also because, as you say, when the player is happy to stay and he's not desperate to leave the club, you have no need to accept this kind of bid. So or you break the bank or the player is staying. This is the point. And they are really prepared to offer him a new contract. So they want him to stay.
All right. Let me ask you a fun question, Fabrizio. Harry Kane, Jack Grealish, Emile Smith Rowe. Let's add Kylian Mbappé there just for fun. Out of all those four players, who's the most likely you think will leave? Not saying that they will leave.
Summer,
but
yes.
Yeah, this summer, yeah.
I would say Jack Grealish.
Wow. No, don't do that to me, my friend. More than Harry Kane.
At the moment, yes, because, you know, negotiating with Daniel Levy, if you break the bank with Aston Villa, you can sign Jack Grealish. And Manchester City are really interested. If you break the bank with Daniel Levy, you are not 100% sure because he's still saying that he wants to keep him. So you have to break the country to sign Harry Kane from Tottenham. So at the moment, I would say 51% Grealish more than 49% Harry Kane.
So it's more. But I asked you if you made a choice. Not saying that it's going to happen, everybody. That's not what we're saying. Yeah. I'm giving him an option here. You're breaking my heart, Fabrizio Romano. Well, we'll see what happens regardless.
Maybe no one is leaving. Let's hope for you.
I think that's the more obvious answer. I don't think anybody's going. Not this summer. I think next summer maybe, but not this summer. I don't know. We will see about that. All right, well, let's keep going. Manchester United, Jadon Sancho, what's going on there?
Yes, the negotiations are going on. It's really, really close. So we're just saying that we are talking about final things, final add-ons, payment structure, but the agreement is really, really close. It's not here we go yet, just because we need the two clubs to shake their hand and then complete everything, but it's really, really close. And all parties involved are confident to complete something in the next days. But trust me, it's just a matter of days to complete this deal. They are really, really convinced to sign everything soon. The player has a personal terms agreement with Manchester United for 5 years. Agents' fee are fixed. So it's just between the two clubs, but also intermediaries, agents, board of the clubs, they are all confident to complete everything. So I think this summer, Jadon Sancho will complete his move to Manchester United if nothing shocking happens in the next hours.
Very good for Manchester. And finally, the drama of Jadon Sancho to Man United will be over. Hey, but what about Eduardo Camavinga? We've heard some reports that there was some contacts, obviously a very talented player in France. What's the latest with him?
Yes, the answer I have when I ask about Camavinga is normal, this kind of clubs, and we're talking about top clubs like Manchester United would love to have Camavinga. It's absolutely normal. But at the moment, there is no advanced negotiation, no official bid to Rennes. And remember that the player is out of contract in 1 year. So it's a big opportunity for him. And he's not in a rush to decide for his new club, because in 7-8 months, he could sign as free agent for any club. Imagine what kind of opportunity would be Camavinga as free agent. It's true that Rennes are trying to offer him a new contract, but of course the player is open to move to top clubs. So at the moment, they are not in a rush. For sure, Manchester United have an interest, this is true, but now we know that priority as midfielder are resolving the situation with Paul Pogba, see what happens with Donny van de Beek. So they have something to resolve in midfield, and they are focusing on Jadon Sancho. But it's true that they have an interest in Camavinga. It's not a priority right now. And keep an eye also on Paris Saint-Germain for Camavinga, because they are also so interested in the player. So that's why I say it's not advanced, because many clubs are in the race and the player is not in a rush. His agents are not in a rush. So I think it will take some weeks before deciding, okay, it's going to be advanced with this or the other club.
Yeah, he shouldn't be in a rush. He's 18 years old. He has time. he has time to figure everything out. But a tremendous talent, of course. And another talent, Fabrizio Romano. Thank you so much, my friend. Always a pleasure. Fabrizio Romano on Twitter, on Instagram. You can read his content on cbsports.com. Fabrizio will be back later this week to discuss anything else that may be extra. Fab, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, as always. See you later in the week. We're going to discuss about Italy, Belgium, about many other transfers. And the column is out today about Paris Saint-Germain, because they're doing big moves, Mbappé, but also new signings. Hakimi is done to Paris Saint-Germain, let's remember, for 71 million euro. And so many things are coming, and see you soon on CBS Sports and OK Golasso.
Absolutely. We'll have a part two on Wednesday with Fabrizio, and he'll apologize to me about Jack Grealish. He'll say Harry Kane instead. Fab, thank you so much, my man.
Thank you again.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Fabrizio Romano for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Que Golazo Pod. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, youtube.com/ Que Golazo. We are on CBS Sports and your CBS Sports app. Have a great, great beginning to your week.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.